Here we go, Wobo Land. And for those of you who have been saying this all along, pat yourselves on the back. Turns out when it comes to COVID, natural immunity was stronger than a vaccine during the Delta wave. That straight from the CDC.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control now agrees prior infection with coronavirus will provide a person with protection against COVID-19. Naturally derived immunity had long been argued as effective by a number of health professionals, but those opinions had at various times been considered at odds with official CDC recommendations. But the agency now cites studies of patients in both New York and California who survived COVID disease after having prior infections. The CDC, however, says vaccination is still the preferred method of creating immunity. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Thanks, Eben. And while we're talking about natural immunity, can I just say something about herd immunity? And Wobbleland, if you've been listening to me for quite some time, you know that I try to stay away from the herd immunity conversation because simply just no one seems to have a darn clue what they're talking about when it comes to herd immunity. The goalposts for that change, you know, just like the weather. And it seems like if I ever do bring it up, I'm damned if I do. But yet I'm always damned if I don't. So I usually just don't. However, I do want to point something out today about herd immunity. And it's something that I was initially drawn to look into because of Candace Owens. And I've actually been watching this for quite a while. And today, with this report, with these new findings about natural immunity, it seems timely to bring it up. Here it is. The World Health Organization's definition of the words herd immunity have changed dramatically during the course of the pandemic. Has anyone else noticed this? Take a listen, for example, to this first definition from the WHO. It's from June 9th, 2020. It says, and I quote, herd immunity is the indirect protection from an infectious disease that happens when a population is immune either through vaccination or immunity developed through previous infection. Okay? Moving things right along, now take a listen to their definition from November 13th, 2020. Herd immunity, also known as population immunity, is a concept used for vaccination, in which a population can be protected from a certain virus if a threshold of vaccination is reached. Herd immunity is achieved by protecting people from a virus, not by exposing them to it. Then it changed one more time, December 31st, 2020. Take a listen. Herd immunity, also known as population immunity, is the indirect protection from an infectious disease that happens when a population is immune either through vaccination or immunity developed through previous infection. WHO supports achieving herd immunity through vaccination, not by allowing a disease to spread through any segment of the population, as this would result in unnecessary cases and deaths. Herd immunity against COVID-19 should be achieved by protecting people through vaccination, not by exposing them to the pathogen that causes the disease. Now, ever since this ever-changing definition of herd immunity, the WHO has responded, basically defending themselves, saying, well, hey, we haven't had to define herd immunity before on our website, not until 2020. So apparently that's their defense because they've never defined it before. Their definition is evolving. Here's where I'm at on this. This is what I wanted to say today. And I'm sure I'm going to be damned either way for opening my mouth. But why? Why all along has no one been talking about herd immunity? Especially if the vaccine wasn't even vital at one point, but natural immunity was. Let me actually answer that question for you. You want to know why herd immunity wasn't discussed by the CDC, the World Health Organization, or by medical professionals? Heck, even the media didn't have the guts to ask about herd immunity. Why? Because it's all about the money, baby. Vaccines equal money. I'm not saying vaccines are good. I'm not saying vaccines are bad. But I am saying vaccines equal money. There, I said it. And I'm sure I'm going to be damned that I did it.
Podcasts by Federated Media.